This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Alec Medford back with us for the rest of the week, and Mike Bassick still on assignment with the Texas Rangers. Obviously doing a lot of hard work yesterday.
What do you mean? Obviously doing a lot of hard work. Okay. Are you saying because at the hotel he's at, he has a water slide and he wouldn't shoot a video for us on that water slide that he's not working hard?
Also, they left on Sunday. How did their game go yesterday? Oh, that's right. So I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Maybe do some more work.
Wow. What do you think he should do? What would you assign to him if you were in charge?
Do a call-in.
Huh?
Send a video.
Send any videos in to call in?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, I don't have any arguments against
that. Let's go. All right. We're going to start things off with power ranking, the NFL power rankings. I've also got some football questions for you. We got Trey Wingo at 1020, Ted Wynn at 120. And if Mike hears this and wants to call in, he's welcome at any point. All right. Your power ranking options, and this will be key. Would you like to go with CBS, ESPN, or NFL.com?
I don't like it.
Oh, Alec. Would you like
That's not what I mean by I don't like it. What I mean by I don't like it is I don't like CBS's. I don't always agree with CBS.
Okay.
On your face.
Is it because they got rid of us as a company?
I think, it was more about the company deciding to go in a separate way, Kevin.
Without radio.
But I want to go with CBS here.
What?
Because against the grain type thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's go with C. Do you agree, Alec, or you have a different approach on this?
No, I like that. It doesn't make sense, so I like it.
Yeah.
So now the question becomes, did Corey just pick the power rankings where the Cowboys are ranked the lowest? Let's find out.
And this is why I usually don't like their power rankings.
Who is the worst team in all of football? There's some tough competition this week.
Panthers.
That is correct. Followed by?
Giants.
That is also correct. So the Panthers are the worst, the Giants are the next worst, and the Raiders are like, hey.
Yeah, don't forget about us.
We could get in that conversation. The Patriots are like, I know it looks good now, but just hold on.
What if the Patriots,
up to 24.
What if the Patriots hold every opponent to 10 points?
Then
do you think they'll be able to score more than 10 throughout the year?
Then they will at least make it to the divisional round.
Okay.
After that, I can't make any promises.
Gotcha.
All right. Alec, I'm going to give you an opportunity to start this off. Who is the number one team in all of football?
I'm going to have to say it is still the reigning, defending, undisputed world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
That is correct.
Mm, good job, Alec.
There's a lot of pressure, Corey. Alec got the first one right. Can you get the second one right?
I will go with, he just said a lot of things as like a announcement of Jon Snow.
That's a different thing.
I mean,
that is a great moment in Game of Thrones when that dude like hears all of that hype up and goes, and this is
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
King of the North.
King of the North.
Yep. Then I will go with the other version, the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. I will go with the Niners.
The San Francisco 49ers is correct.
Who proved last night they don't need McCaffrey to win.
Man, do you think that people regret all those tweets at the beginning of the game? They're like, oh man, this Jets offense looks good. Or at the moment where you like, that's a heck of a start. It'll eventually crap out and not look good whatsoever. For the 903, we all know they're overrated. All right. Follow up with me. Where do you think the Cowboys should be rated as we go through there? All right, Alec, the pressure is back on you. It goes Chiefs, 49ers. You kind of took it easy and went with the Super Bowl. Now what are you going to do?
I'm going to go with a team that I think could make the Super Bowl this year, and I'm going to say the Detroit Lions. Ooh.
The Detroit Lions are number four on the list. So that is incorrect. Corey for the steal and the win.
Oh, we're now we're competing. I didn't know we were cheating. Like, my apologies. I like to work together on projects. No. Kevin's always trying to pit people against each other.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah, that's loves great. Debates. You're on a team together, but really you're still competing.
Gotcha.
You know how it goes. Who's number three in all of football?
The fighting Josh Allens.
That is a dumb guess.
Okay.
Because CBS is stupid and they put the Buffalo Bills at number three.
What do you mean? Ew. The Buffalo Bills are a good team.
The Buffalo Bills, who got gutted in free agency and trailed most of the day against the lowly Arizona Cardinals, are number three on this list. Get out of here.
Arizona Cardinals started hot in that game. And then in the second half, the Bills absolutely put the clamps on them
and won by one score. The Cardinals are 27. Somehow, explain this to me. The Arizona Cardinals, who everyone thinks is going to be terrible, they fall four spots despite leading and being competitive with Buffalo. Buffalo moves up a spot for a come from behind victory, hot, in over a terrible team. And they move up to number three.
Yeah.
No comprende.
Yes, correct. See, Mike, that's all I was asking for. Just chime in there.
Yeah, just chime in from time to time.
All right. Where do you guys think the Cowboys should be? Because we've got the top four.
All right, so I would say after Detroit.
Where's five. Detroit?
Well, you just said four when he said Detroit.
So you say five?
Yeah.
Let's go to the state of Texas, where it is not the Dallas Cowboys. It is the Houston Texans, who are number five, and then the Dallas Cowboys are number six.
Thanks, Reggie.
Okay, all right, let's have a conversation about this. CBS Sports, CBS, AFC. Obviously, they want to promote the game that was on there, AFC locally or regionally here, and that was the Texans game. That being said, Cowboys blew out an opponent while also not looking great offensively.
True.
Agreed? The Texans played against a division rival and won that game in a battle. That was a battle.
Also
of a game.
Not expected to be a good team.
The Texans or the Colts. Yeah. But they won that game in a battle. And so I understand that a little bit. Were they already ahead of the Cowboys before?
Yeah, no. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they were. Now I take you to the curious case of the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens went on the road against the defending champions. And if their receiver had a shoe size that was half a size smaller, they would have had the 2-point conversion for the win. They fell to number seven, while the Bills went up to number three.
They lost. What did the Bills do, Kevin?
They won.
All right.
I guess.
So in the grand scheme of things, how can you have a team with no wins on their record ahead of a team with wins on their record?
They're ahead of plenty of teams with wins on their record. They're ahead of the Eagles, the Bucks, the Dolphins, Chargers, Steelers, Bears. They're ahead of a lot of teams with a win.
I think you're just pointing out my point.
I don't.
On your face.
Thank I you. Don't Thank know you. About
I
that.
I really appreciate that.
So,
like that, what I'm saying here, I told you I didn't like CBS before.
You're right.
So what I'm saying here is basically if you start off 0-1, you should be down at the bottom, what, 16? And then if you start off 1-0, you should be ranked in the top 16.
So you think all of the top 16 should all be 1-0, and the bottom 16 should all be
0-1? For this week at least.
All right.
After that.
That kind of makes sense to me.
They're going off preseason rankings. You know, they're stuff they just made up out of nowhere.
From the 817, Corey's logic is on point.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, to go along with this, you said you didn't like CBS. This is where I'm conflicted. The Cowboys are number 6 in the CBS power rankings. They're number 7 in the ESPN power rankings and number 8 in the NFL power rankings.
So when it comes to did ESPN, did they say why they're that low, and did NFL say why they're that low, or do they have like a write-up on that?
Yeah, well, they just talked about how badass DeMarvion Overshown is.
Okay.
I was kind of looking for my name in the credits there, but didn't pop up. Still, that's impressive.
All right, so you said that I picked CBS, which might have the Cowboys the lowest, yet so far, that's the one where the Cowboys were ranked the highest.
You're right. So will this change your stance on CBS?
No. I never will. From the 817, the Eagles beat up the Packers. Y'all are so biased, LOL. It's fine. Well, I mean, we didn't make this list.
Wait. Hold on. Literally nothing. I'm sorry for shouting. I know I do that.
Whew.
Nobody said anything about the Eagles thus far in this segment. How are we biased?
Did you not point out where the Eagles were on the list?
No, we hadn't even gotten to that yet.
You said that the Ravens...
Oh, that's true.
...had or 0-1, and then the Eagles were behind them...
That's true.
...at 1-0.
The Eagles were 8 on the list from CBS Sports, and if you haven't been listening the first 5 minutes, I feel like I've let my feelings known about how I think parts of this list are stupid.
You know what, Kevin? I think the reason that they're saying we're biased about the Eagles is because we had not mentioned the Eagles as a top 5 team. So, yes, you're correct. Nobody said anything about them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And that's why we're biased, because we left them out.
That's tough. from the 817. I agree. These lists are based on lazy results-based analysis. Mm. Yes.
Hold on. Josh Allen scores four touchdowns pretty much on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Leads the greatest comeback this year.
Against a team that nobody thinks is going to be good.
Hold on. Do you think they think in Arizona they're not going to be good?
Probably. Let's be honest.
All right, let's call Gambo up. We got a friend named Gambo that works in Arizona. He works in Phoenix.
You cannot tell me there's not a decent contingent of Arizona people who are like, that's fair. I get what you're saying.
Well, I mean, that was the Rangers 2 years ago, right? We were like, look, we get it. They're at some point, they're building something.
Yeah.
They signed a Grom. We got this Seager kid. It could work out, and then all of a sudden, we win a World Series. I get what you're saying there.
All right, now to go along with this, we did get a more serious text from the 913. Hey, guys. I actually didn't know this. Today is National Suicide Prevention Day, so I'm sending prayers for those who are struggling with thoughts of suicide. Thank you for helping us get through tough days with your sports talk. And that is one of the... This is going to sound weird. That's one of the cool things about the remotes that we do is you get to have conversations that are more than like a text blurb or this and that. Like you get to have real conversations with real people, and they've definitely shared those thoughts with us before. And I appreciate the openness very, very much. I hope you feel like we've been open with our lives as well. And I've said this a million times. I've got so many people on my phone that fit this description. If you have no one to talk to, like I'm not doing a bit right now. If you feel like you have no one to talk to, text us, hit us up in the YouTube chat. I will give you my number. I will talk with you for sure.
Kevin, you know me personally, I was impacted by suicide in the fourth grade when my best friend on my street killed himself. There was later a song written about it by Pearl Jam called Jeremy.
I wonder how many people didn't know that.
He was my best friend that I knew at the time. And unfortunately, my son, Avery, had a situation where he had to talk a girl through it while she was locked in her bathroom and the police had to bust down the door and help her. He saved her life. We were up until 3 o'clock in the morning that night doing the most we could. And unfortunately, last week, the same thing happened to my son, Carter, where a girl said that she had cut her wrist. And immediately, like it was almost bedtime for us. And immediately I jumped up and I said, hey, we have to do this right now. We have to take care of these things right now. And my wife understood. And my son didn't quite understand why. I take it very seriously. I know that place is a dark, dark place. I know it. And I hope that anybody that has that moment seeks and finds the help that they can get. We love you. We're glad you're here today, and we're going to be glad you're here tomorrow.
Delightful. Thank you for sharing that, Corey. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, Emmy Award winner, host of the Alternate Routes podcast and DraftKings Network NFL analyst Trey Wingo joins the show right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Ute behind Bell left. They run Mason off the left side. A cutback run. Touchdown! San Francisco!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Emmy Award winner, now DraftKings Network NFL analyst, Trey Wingo. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, everybody. And shout out to my people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Sesh, Bryce, Haji, Joey, and BBS. We're all excited. How are we?
Fantastic. Love that shout out right there.
Trey, before we get into sports conversation, we were just reminded a few moments ago that today is National Suicide Prevention Day. And a lot of times on our fan text, we have conversations with people. We've gotten to know our listeners, our audience very well. And it's one of those things that really, it's very deep. Those scars have happened to us in times, but at the same time, we have a platform, we have a place where we get to have these conversations with people. And I was just kind of curious for you, because sports is a great place to start. Have you had any of those moments that have been very poignant for you or kind of life-changing with your audience over the years, where you've had something impact you and you've been able to share it mental health-wise or whatever with your audience and you've grown from it?
Yeah, when we did a piece once on NFL Live talking about my best day. It was written about this guy who had had all sorts of tragedies in his life, and he just needed something to sort of help him get through. So he started asking people to write in and tell him about their best day. And afterwards, we went around the set, and it was me, Teddy Bruschi, Herm Edwards, and Damian Woody that day. We were all asking about, you know, what our best day was. And, you know, we have two kids, and they're grown, and they're doing wonderful now. But when our daughter was born, she didn't speak for the first 2.5 years of her life. Mm-hmm. And we took her and got her tested, and it turns out she had some developmental issues and, needed some help. And, you know, I remember when we went in to the doctor and I said, well, you know, is she going to be able to go to school and have a normal life? And they said, you know, we really don't know the answer to that. So she was in special services up until 10th grade. And in 10th grade, she decided, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to just try and fight through it. She graduated National Honor Society and got into her college of her choice. And the day we got that phone call, that was a really good day. So, that's just something that just came to the top of my mind there.
Trey, I want to first off thank you for sharing that. As a father who's our audience knows this, my daughter was born with special needs as well, and she's in middle school right now.
Yeah.
And we've been going to Cleveland Clinic to work on her seizures for pretty much her whole life.
Yeah.
Somebody who has experienced that and shared that, man, I'm very proud for her, and I'm proud for that moment, man. That's thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that today.
No, thank you for asking. And you know, we don't do that enough, you know, especially as dudes. We tend to try and bury all this stuff. And that's still always going to be one of the greatest days of my life.
Well, shameless plug right here then. We do a marathon charity show the day before Thanksgiving to support My Possibilities, which is a facility that caters specifically to people with
cognitive.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Done.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Now let's have some fun and talk some sports.
Football. All right.
You got it.
So
smooth transition.
Yeah, yes. There we go. Segway.
There's a lot to get to. I was curious your thoughts. I mean, and it all kind of revolves around the same thing. Your thoughts about the play of Jordan Mason, the absence of Christian McCaffrey, and then Jordan Mason potentially tipping his hand that he got told on Friday that he was probably going to start.
And then Kyle Shanahan saying, I didn't tell him on Friday. I don't know what you're talking about there. Nothing to see here. Carry on, my wayward son. Look, I'm a sucker for guys that when they have an opportunity to step up and be that guy for their team and get that chance and they do it. It's awesome, right? That's what you live for. You know, everyone wants that opportunity. And you know, next man up is the philosophy in the NFL. And, you know, this is a guy who's had some success before. I think it was in December of 2022, he was playing and ripped off like almost a 58 or 60 yard run against Seattle that really sealed the game in the fourth quarter. And that helped the Niners win the division that year. So it's a guy who has stepped up before, and to see him do what he did against what we all believe still is a really good defense for the Jets. Now, I thought the Niners were going to win, but if you would have told me that they're going to roll up 400 plus yards of offense and almost double the time of possession against that Jets defense without Christian McCaffrey, I would have said, I don't think so. So that's why, you know, it's the stupidest thing in the world. That's why you play the games, right? You play it for these kind of things to happen because it's never scripted. It's never written that this is going to happen the way you think it is. And then you have the game and it plays out, and it was just awesome. It was awesome to see that guy step up and accept the challenge and make the most of it.
The other part of that is a lot of people going, hey, anybody can run in that San Francisco scheme. And there's part of it that I do believe, but I also believe, man, you have to be fast. You have to be able to get to that hole, and you have to be the body that can actually do the job too.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like a lot of people, Raheem Mostert has had a lot of success in that San Francisco offense. And now, of course, he's down in Miami and having success there as well. So Kyle Shanahan, like, if you're a running back and you don't like playing for Kyle Shanahan, I don't know what your problem is. Okay, like, that's a you problem. That is not a Kyle Shanahan problem. So for him to step up, though, and do it, you know, it just really, again, it was all, I mean, this game, the Niners went to the Super Bowl, okay, and had a 10-point lead against the Chiefs, yet the only game, the only thing anybody was talking about was Aaron Rodgers' return and the Jets. And the 49ers said, hold my beer. We don't freaking care about any of that. And went out there and punched him. They punched him in the mouth, which is exactly what they did.
Well, I do have to ask the obligatory question, especially early. What did you think about the Aaron Rodgers-Garrett Wilson connection or just Aaron Rodgers in general?
I thought Aaron Rodgers was fine. He was not spectacular. He was not terrible. He was fine, you know, and it's going to take a while, you know. Cousins, I think we saw a glimpse of what to expect from Aaron with Kirk Cousins' game Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, he came back from his Achilles. He tore it later in the season than Aaron Rodgers did. But, you know, it's going to take time, and it's going to take, you know, all these Jets fans, man, you know, they're like a bunch of Tanglewood moms on a frickin' Facebook forum somewhere, just, oh, this is our year, this is our year. It's never been the Jets' year, right? Their only Super Bowl appearance was before man walked on the moon, supposedly, if you And, you know, I just, they, look, either play or don't play. Play well or don't play well. But this was not the start they wanted in any way, shape, or form.
The way the Cowboys started, however, was...
That is the start we want.
Yes, everything that the Cowboys wanted.
Brother.
You lay that out, though. The Browns are just that bad, or the Cowboys are just that good?
Well, I think that what you saw in that game, first and foremost, was a quarterback who earned the contract he got and one who is still to live up to the contract he was given, if we're just being honest about it, okay? Yep. Dak was dealing in the first half. Now, listen, I think he threw for under 200 yards, but he did what was necessary. And really, I'm just so happy for Mike Zimmer to coming back to Dallas and doing what he does. You know, Darren Woodson's a really good friend of mine and should be in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
He will tell you point, but he's the leading tackler in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, what else do you need to be in the Hall of Fame? I'm sorry. You know, to see, he will tell me, he's told me 100 times his favorite coach he's ever played for is Zim. So I was just so happy to see Zim come back and get that defense rolling. But, you know, Dak played really well. And Deshaun Watson, that's going to go down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL. And it's not even close. Like, it's not even close. Okay. His cap hit, no matter what they do with him for the next 2 years, is $72 million. There's no way to mitigate it. He was 0 for 10 on throws downfield of at least 15 yards or more. Now, why is that significant? That's the worst percentage since they've been tracking that statistic since 2006.
Wow.
So it's not – and people say, well, you know, their offensive line was bad and the Cowboys' defense is good. Both of that is true. This isn't a one-off, okay? Since he's come back from that 11-game suspension a couple of seasons ago, this is who he is. This is who he's been. This has been an abject failure of a experiment for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm sorry, at some point they have to start thinking about starting Jameis Winston, because that team is really talented and they have a really good defense that kept them in that game, holding the Cowboys to field goals in the second half outside of the special teams play.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got to address that situation. This is not, I mean, it's not a one game situation for Deshaun Watson. Joe Flacco saved their season last year, not Deshaun Watson. And they've got to have an honest talk about what quarterback gives them the best chance to win right now, because I don't think it's Deshaun.
What do you think happened there? Because I know some people will say injuries. That feels like only part of the story. What happened to Deshaun Watson, who, going back before all of this, and now there's another charge being leveled against him from the same time frame, looked like he was ready to be the man in the NFL?
Well, you know, this game is a lot like golf, football. You can do all the weights and run all the things and, you know, have the 40 times and get all that stuff in, but how do you handle it mentally, right? How do you handle it mentally? Ben Crenshaw, University of Texas product, said, I'm 6 inches from being a good golfer, and that's a space between my left ear and my right. And on many levels, football is the same way. You can have all the physical tools, you can have all the attributes, you can have all those things, but if you can't handle things mentally and prepare yourself, you're going to struggle. And there's just no way for me to see all the things that have gone on with Deshaun and all the things that continue to go on with Deshaun. Yeah. As you said, the new allegations and a new lawsuit filed, which is the 26th, I believe. There's no way that can't affect you. Like, you're not a human being if that stuff doesn't affect you. So, he at one point, you know, I'll tell you this, in the 2017 draft, the Chiefs obviously had Mahomes as their primary target. But if Mahomes was not available, they were going to draft up and take Deshaun Watson. That was plan B. And maybe it's a different story if Deshaun Watson goes to Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all those things he had that Kansas City had. Maybe the outcome's a different story. But he went to Houston. They had one good year. They had that 24-point lead, and they were outscored 51-7 after that in the divisional round against the Chiefs. And it all spiraled downhill after that, and maybe he doesn't have the other issues that pop up. But you can't just say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. That stuff doesn't weigh – it has to weigh on him. You're not human if that stuff doesn't weigh on you in some way, shape, or form.
Trey, the Cowboys – the line I brought in yesterday was Micah can still be a force, but he doesn't have to be the only force. And that, a lot of times last year it felt like Dan Quinn was like, if I don't have Micah go, then I don't have anything right now aside from, you know, great cornerback play. But – This game was one where you were like, oh man, the whole team is the whole defense is a force right now. How long into a season do you typically say, man, this could be an all time defense?
Well, I mean, more than 1 week.
Yeah,
for sure.
Dang it!
It's not doomsday two yet, right? But
right.
It's going to be a really, really good defense. They have the weapons. You know, Tank Lawrence is still a beast. That offensive line, that defensive line comes at you in waves. The thing about Micah is like one sack, right? But like he was an obliterator of a game plan. What he was yesterday. I mean, Sunday. He just like to me, sacks are great, right? Don't get me wrong, sacks are wonderful. But the best statistic for me in terms of what qualifies a good defense is consistent pressure. And you look at how many pressures the Cowboys got. Look at how many pressures and how many times Micah was in there changing the dynamic of the play. And I've heard defenders, I mean, I even had Cam Hayward and I got into an argument about this on Twitter. He goes, I'll always take the sack because they can potentially lead to turnovers. I'm like, okay, well, let's go back to the Super Bowl that was just played. Patrick Mahomes threw one interception in that game. And what was it? It was when he was pressured rolling out of the pocket and he threw an interception. So pressures can also lead to turnover. Pressure also led to the field goal attempt by the 49ers in overtime because Chris Jones just blasted through unblocked and Brock Purdy had no time to find an open wide receiver. Sacks are great if you get them on the ground, but give me pressures constantly moving that quarterback off the target, you're going to have a good defense.
Talk with Trey Wingo right here on 105 through the Fan, and luckily one of the reasons we get to talk to you is because the new DraftKings gig. I know you're no stranger to media, but how's it been going thus far with DraftKings?
That was fun. We had our first show last night. It's the pregame power-up, 5 to 6 Central Time.
There you go.
Monday and Thursday, getting you set for the for the primetime games. We'll be all over the Bills and the Dolphins, which is a huge one this coming Thursday. So, yeah, it's been really fun. The people I work with are great. A lot of folks that I used to work with at another place are there. And it's just nice to have that thing up and running and work with people that I know and trust. And it's been great so far. So we're looking forward to it all season long. And we'll be at the Super Bowl all week long as well.
Oh, we'll be there too. So we look forward to catching up with you then. But, Trey, I just want to let you know, we get instant access with our fan text, our Twitch, our YouTube. And every single text and tweet that's coming in right now, thanks you for opening up earlier in this segment. Really appreciate having you on, man.
Anytime, man. Again, count me in for whatever you guys are doing in November, okay?
Yes,
for
sir.
For sure.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much.
All right, take care, guys. We'll see you.
There you go. Trey Wingo right here on 105 through the Fan. I just want to read a couple of these. I know we really got to go.
It's all right. It's just baseball buckets, Kevin.
From the 4-6, there's big baseball news. From the 4-6-9, there's a real man right there. Great interview from the 4-6-9. Having a daughter on the spectrum changed my life for the better in so many ways. From the 817, you guys, even though you make us cry at times, we sure do love you. From the 817, holy wow, this was amazing. From another 817, Trey, that's exactly how a real man helps other men. Open up and share. From the 4-6-9. I don't know about my best day, but this has been my best 15 to 20 minutes of radio I have heard in a long time. Great job, guys. Great job for Corey. I had no idea about that, and that took an emotional turn that I did not anticipate either.
Well, I mean, you never know how people are going to respond to it. I mean,
sure.
This dude has been, you know, one of the best at what he's done for a long time. I know he's had a lot of those kind of moments to reflect, and I'm glad that he was able to have that conversation with us today, and And Kevin, you know, the benefit of looking forward to Peace-a-thon now. We booked another guest, it sounds like. So that's good.
Sure.
That's a lot of radio we got to do for 14 hours. So.
And I'm going to try to shake him down for some stuff for our auctions. That's how it goes.
That's how Kevin does.
But we're doing that again today. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Buckets with Corey Majors.
Hold on. This team has pitching developed?
Hell yeah.
Next on The Fan. Thank you, Chuck Morgan, for that announcement. That always feels good.
You know what we got to do, though, right? Shake down Chuck Morgan.
Okay.
That's next.
I don't like the way the term shakedown sounds.
Look, it's important.
That tone, too.
It's important to be honest straight away. It's for a good cause.
Fair enough.
But it's not a shakedown like Chuck Morgan likes us. We love Chuck Morgan. I don't know if he loves us. He's never said I love you guys, but I know he likes our show.
That's how it starts, though, Corey.
But with a shakedown, it's an enemy that you're trying to take something from.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. People will be like, oh, is that good? Do you need anything else? And I always look at them and I say the same thing. If you're asking me if I need more so we can make more money from my possibilities, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will take more. And so I just want people to be prepared that that's the energy I'm going to bring to them.
I bet Chuck, you know what? We'll reach out. We'll reach out to him and we'll get things rolling. Although I was told recently, in addition to some very interesting Wyatt Langford stuff for Peace-a-thon this year, very interesting, by the way, there is going to be a new experience added to it as well. I've been told this.
Oh.
So, look, man, I know we're, what, 3 months away, it feels?
Two months
away? Oh, man, that's going to run up on us real quick, too, isn't it?
So, like, perhaps you get premium Texas Rangers seats, and then you get to go on the field for batting practice? Something like that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I bet that's what it is.
So, there's a lot. We do our best to try and, like, go with things, because we've had texts from listeners that have been like, man, I can't afford that. And I'm like, I know. And they're like, but I want to do something. And we're like, okay, here's your option to donate. I think Kevin has done my favorite job of trying to make sure that you have things that are available to anybody price-wise. If you want something in return, hey, look, here's an option too. I think you do a really good job of that, man. I always appreciate the collection after all the shakedowns. All right, so
Texas Roadshow, I'm coming for you today.
Yeah, yes. All right, I was very surprised yesterday. And I need to really fully understand what Alec texted back, okay? Because I said rocker on Thursday
and DeGrom
on Friday. And Alec, in our group text, you said, nature is healing. And I went, I have no effing clue what he's talking about.
Because you thought maybe like he's off on his own and that was just his standalone statement, unrelated.
Maybe he was gardening out in a forest somewhere. I don't know. What did that mean, Alec?
That just means that things are looking up for this ball club, man. I'm excited. Like, and quite literally, the players are healing. But, like, you just say that whenever things are looking up. Nature is healing. Like, the Rangers pitching is going to be solid again. And it's at least, even if you don't make the playoffs still, it's going to be entertaining.
Were you outside when you sent this text message?
I was, actually.
I got it.
All right. Yeah. You know what?
I was on a walk.
I will add this, though. We did hear that whenever Kumar Rocker arrived at the facility the first time, he was one of those guys that was into grounding, walking around without his shoes on. So maybe that, you know what? Aww. Nature is healing. Maybe that's the way he was looking at it too.
Look at that.
So Kevin, yeah, that's pretty awesome. But Rocker is now in plans to be part of the 2025 opening day rotation.
What?
Hold on. They made the announcement yesterday. They intend for him to be part of the 25 opening day rotation. I mean, they didn't say it in those words.
I was going to say, did I miss that part of it? He's going to pitch on Thursday, right? That's what they said.
Look, there was an opportunity for him to be in the rotation for some time this year. And they said, hey, let's go ahead and give him the opportunity on Thursday to make his Major League Baseball debut. And look, this is huge. And Chris Young, you know, he also said that he's talked to a lot of people, and this is a significant learning opportunity for Rocker. Dude, he's been awesome. He has been, I think if you go and look, Kevin, at his numbers compared to Skeen's numbers
in tremendous.
The minor leagues, he was better.
Ooh.
Yeah, Rocker compiled a .91 ERA in 29 and two-third innings.
Well.
While allowing hitters a 128, 160, 216, 376 slash. And he struck out 47 while walking only three.
Let me ask you this then. Who would you rather be, Kamar Rocker or Paul Skeens?
Rocker, because I get to pitch for the Texas Rangers. And my dad was an elite talent in football. You think I want to pitch for Pittsburgh? I know you're a huge Steelers fan, but I couldn't handle it.
I'm going to choose to believe you.
I'd much rather have Hurtado barbecue than Primanti sandwiches any day. Any day. I don't care who his girlfriend is. What? I don't know who Kamar Rocker's girlfriend is, by the way.
I don't either.
But the fact that Rocker gets this opportunity to step foot out there, be part of this rotation for a little bit, and we get to see it, man. Like, this is a guy that we were... During the COVID time, Kevin, yeah. I saw him, I scouted him, and...
You're the person who told me about him the very first time.
And we were like, this is the guy. This is who you're going to draft. There has been a roller coaster for him all the way back to this moment. And there were times when we didn't know if he would ever get this moment. Yet here we are, and if you've watched any of his work so far this year... You have been electrified. He has been one of those kinds of pitchers that you're like, okay, this is exciting. And that's why I'm excited for, you know, I don't know how many more games Bally will have in the future. Like, I have no clue. But this is going to be a road game. This isn't going to be a home game against Seattle. But you're going to get that opportunity to go, okay, that's what we were actually looking at. And is this real against pro hitting and against a division opponent, too?
Yeah.
So this is a very significant moment. And I don't think that it's... any less significant that the next day, DeGrom is expected to pitch as well.
And then maybe lighter.
And Kevin, Leiter's improved every time he's gotten on the mound. I've felt. Look, despite what Gavin Dawson thinks, all right?
Oh, don't pull me into
that argument again. I think yesterday I heard it get to Jared's call, got to five-time status. I believe that's what it was.
I understand why.
Congratulations to Jared for that moment. And I do appreciate Gavin Dawson, who at the moment... sounded like he was upset, right? And then yesterday he goes, thanks, Jared, for the content. And I think that's the most important part. We can all have our bickering, but then we can also agree that content is fun. So
I agree with that.
Yeah, so despite, Leiter's been really good and he's growing into the role. I don't know, what do you expect from Rocker in his first outing? And we'll talk to Jared on Thursday about this a little more. Rocker and DeGrom in these first two outings.
Okay. Here's what I would like. I would like for us to see enough from both of them for totally different reasons that you feel comfortable on the tentative notion that they're both in the rotation for 2025. Now, like, obviously I know if DeGrom's healthy, he would be in the rotation. I'm hoping you see enough from Rocker that you're like, hey, I'm willing to continue this journey. Let's
keep this relationship together.
Yeah, or let's at least go into spring training with the idea that it's his job to lose in the rotation as opposed to he has to win a job in the rotation.
Can I see you again? Is what you're like, you want this relationship to grow and bud, and you want to be able to ask, can I see you again? And Rocker's like, absolutely. And then he comes back and he's showing up with flowers this time. And you're feeling pretty good.
Have you ever been on a date where the girl showed up with flowers?
Not a single time.
Would you enjoy that?
I actually, on my first date with Adrian, when she was coming around to, I opened the door for her, there was a rose sitting in her seat. And she was like, I've never had a flower given to me on the first date before. And at that moment, I was like, I won.
What a guy.
I won the lotto.
What a guy.
There was a lot of other stuff in between.
Nope.
All right?
Uninterrupted but relationship from that point
to now. Lots of things happen. But, you know, best friend that I get to sleep next to every night. And that's a pretty awesome thing. I don't know if I could have handled having anybody else by my side through all these other moments we've experienced. And then, Kevin, last thing real quick. The MVP rankings, the MVP poll right now. American League, it is still Aaron Judge.
Yep.
But Bobby Witt Jr., right there on his tail, getting 6 first-place votes at the moment right now. Aaron Judge has 31 of them. I get it.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's not. I want to look at the wall of takes. Aaron Judge can't do it. From Corey, I said he couldn't get to 63 so far. I don't think he's going to do it.
It is looking like that will be correct.
Juan Soto falling in at number 3 and Gunnar Henderson at 4, all making their play for MVP. And Shohei Ohtani obviously leads the way, but Lindor, 9 first-place votes right now, Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is a lot of buzz that Francisco Lindor is like closing the gap. It's just hard for me to believe if Ohtani becomes the first 50-50 player ever,
yes,
that they're going to be like, well, we're going to give it to Lindor.
Especially with all the other things that he's done that they've gone, yeah, we got to give you this MVP because you did something that we've never seen.
Yeah.
Well, pitching and hitting home runs the way you do, it's just that way. So that is your current MVP situation and update on Mar Rocker, who is planning to be here or be up on Thursday doing his thing.
I really want you to ask Boach tomorrow. So you've gone ahead and penciled him in for the starting rotation in 2025.
You want to put it in pen?
Just so I can hear him be like, now let's all calm down.
Oh,
he hasn't even thrown one game in the major leagues yet. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Plus, no one cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. So please share your triumphs and heartbreak. 877-881-1053. All of it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.